think I believe that I can really help you out tonight to really understand. We've been doing this all year, and the year's kind of winding down. But John, we're gonna be all in John. John 5:39. I've really been approaching the scripture in a different way, and I really, if I get anything across to you tonight, and as I've been trying to do all semester, if I get anything across to you tonight, I really need you to understand what this really is, right? And I need you to. And I say I need you to, not for me to feel like I've taught you well, but I prelude by saying this: we are more connected than we know. And whether you live in this area or that area, you have that job and somebody has another job, you have a certain tax bracket that you're in and somebody else is in, we are all connected in a very tight-knit way. Sometimes we forget this. I think in the beginning, because of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it's automatic separation inside one being. I think that we function in a separated mindset, and so we have a tendency to be separated as people. But whether you like it or not, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to jump into what we're saying, whether you like it or not, you're connected. It's all about how well you align in your mind to your connection. I really want to tell people like this all over the world, and this is great witnessing. Whether you like it or not, God is your Father, and this is where you came from. You can decide to be in relationship or not, but whether you like it or not, this is the way that it is. And so let me tell you something about you and the person sitting next to you and the person sitting around you and the people that you may pass up every day, the people you may work with, or people that you may not like too much, or people that you love so much or whatever. You're connected whether you like it or not, and you are connected more than you know. The same Spirit of God that is in the person sitting next to you is on the inside of you, and that's your connection. You can't do anything about it. So you probably need to figure out how to line up with it, how to align things. We live a separated lifestyle, and so it's me, 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 and nothing gets done. And people end up not changing. And life ends up being the same for the next 20 years, if not worse. Because we actually think that we're individuals, but really an individual, indivisible. You can't hold back from somebody else and help yourself. There's three commandments, three things, the greatest commandment. And I got to go here first before I really see what we're saying. It's the greatest commandment in the law. It's the law was the greatest commandment. Heart, your mind, your soul, right? And the second, this is Jesus, how he does it every time. He always one-ups you. In the Beatitudes, he always one-ups you. They actually go a mile, go two. So you for your coat, give him your cloak, right? He always like, you thought you was on to something, huh? Not, what about up here? That's Jesus. And he did it again. What's the great commandment? Singular. Love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, and soul. And Jesus said, and the second one, he didn't ask you for two, but this is the second one. Yeah. Second one is like unto that one, the same, like just like the first one. It's just like the first one. Yeah. Then it says what? Come on. See, we don't know this one good enough. Amen. Everybody say amen. See, we don't know this one good enough. We don't know this one good enough because we think we know the first one, but you don't know the first one if you don't know the second one. We as people, because we've been taught this way, we think linear. It's 2017, 2018. January, February, March, April, May. 1, 2, 3. How old are you? What's your age, right? 1, 2, 3. I was 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. We think the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Like we think so linear that we don't see the whole picture sometimes. Sometimes you think so linear that you don't see the grand picture. Remember what Paul said, God said, I don't want to be on your list. Right. Remember that? Yeah, but we only put him on a list because we just, that's all we know. All we know is list. I told y'all, I don't know if I told you, I was trying to find a Bible because the Bible wasn't really written with verses. in chapters. It was just written. I appreciate it because now I can tell you to go to John 5:39 so we can know where we're going. But I'm trying to find one that I can just read. It might do something for me. You too, right? They call it the reader's version. They call it the reader's version. I found one. I gotta go get it. I got to order it. They call it the reader's version. You just read it. Because sometimes there's a colon or a semicolon or a comma. And because the scripture stopped, because the verse stopped, you thought the word stopped and it didn't. Or you thought the chapter stopped and it didn't. It was just starting another place. But he's still having the same conversation.
Right.
You see context? Context is important when you're living by the book, all right? And so, three commandments. Well, one commandment. It's one, but it's three parts. First, love your Lord your God all your mind and soul, right? All your mind and soul, right? And the second one, what? Love your neighbor, what? Like you love yourself. But there's three things there. So it's love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Because you only love your neighbor like you love yourself. So you can't get over there and loving your neighbor if you don't love yourself. But you ain't loving yourself unless you love God. But see, here's the thing about this. I got to go somewhere. But here's the thing about this. It's three parts. So we think linear, so we use three so that we can understand. But it's really one whole thing. And it doesn't change. Because the Spirit of God lives where? On side, that's who you are, right? The Spirit of God is your identity. The Spirit of the Father. He got on me the other day about calling him God so much. See, why you don't call me Father? I'm going to tell you why you don't call him Father in a minute. But why we don't call him Father? And I really, you know, I'm a ministry school instructor, right? Like a Dr. Montrell, right? So I was in the car and I was like, Father, and I was trying to say it and I had a little trouble. Like I had to get myself to do it because I'm so used to saying God, right? So the Father, but it's my identity. Love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, your soul. Second, like and love your neighbor, love yourself. So love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. But the truth of the matter is you can't do either one without the other. You can't love God and not love your neighbor because God is in your neighbor. But we try. Come on, y'all. Y'all know we try. We come on church on Sunday and we do all our stuff, right? And we loving God. We pray in tongues and we loving God. When you were praying in tongues, what was you praying about? Was it about you or was it about what he wanted you to do? It lights me up a little bit. I'm just a different thinker. Sometimes I have to be quiet because I have to be quiet. I just don't want to get in trouble with the good church people. But I've been here forever. So I've been in church forever, right? But it bothers me sometimes. And sometimes I wonder. Like, you know, everybody, favor of God, the favor of God is on you, about to be favored. For what? 2017 is a year of massive production. I believe that. That's a word from God. For what though? What you need to be massively produced for? What commitment have you made to something else other than yourself?
Come on, that's right.
What bona fide commitment have you made to God? Like, hey, God, listen. Hey, Father, listen. Listen, I've made a commitment with or without this extra increase. That this is what I'm about. And when God finds out you're about this, then he can drop this on you. It doesn't go the other way around. You don't go, you get it, and you're going to do it. You're lying. You're not. He gave the talents according to their several ability. Well, where did you get several ability from? Where did you get ability from? You must have been able to do something before. And so you cannot do either one. If you don't love your neighbor, you're not loving God, although you thought that you was coming to church and you was loving God. But if you acted a fool, after then, what was you doing? It doesn't matter. It has never been about how somebody treats you. It's never been about that, people. It's never been about what somebody can do for you. We only love God because he loved us. He started giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. He started off giving. Listen, God loved you when you ain't know there was a God. So what are you supposed to do? So let's go. Number one, trying to love God. But you can't love God unless you love yourself and your neighbor because you God. We're scared about that part. But that's truth. Why is it okay? Why I can say I'm a Thompson? I can say I'm Thompson. I can say I ain't scared to say that though, huh? Is it not in your scripture? I read in John the other day, Jesus said, is it not written in your law? It said, I said, you are God's. So you ain't loving yourself, you ain't loving God. You ain't loving your neighbor, you ain't loving God, because it's all one thing. I'm trying to change your mind. Is it changing? Is it helping? Is it changing the way you think about it a little bit? Yeah. So you love yourself. We learned this, and we've learned some terrible things. I said this in my last class. We learned some terrible traits as people. Right? We just learned to be separated. You don't let people use you. You know, stick to your own. Where does that come from? That's the devil. God, he'd love it if we just don't look out for the next man. I have these things. I have these interviews in my head sometimes, and I just be riding. And I have them. You ever heard of TED Talks? Yeah, they got TED Talk. I just had a TED Talks in my head, so I just had it. And when I started off, the first word that came out, I said, "I am Jesus." And everybody got all nervous. I saw the people, right? I got to use your imagination. You can't use your imagination, you ain't getting nowhere. I saw the people all nervous. I said the big J word. Now y'all all nervous, right? But people don't understand. And I learned the other day, and I was watching somebody on an interview, and I realized that people don't articulate Jesus well. They articulate Christianity, but not Jesus. Right. Can I teach you something? Can I teach you something real quick? Yes, Christianity is a duty. Christ is a being. There's nowhere in that living by the book that you study that says Jesus said, go be good Christians. It's not in there. See, I gotta be quiet, because you know what I'm saying? They go. But that's true. That's right. You know what? Go read it. Jesus said, you come on, Christians. He ain't said that. He said, but y'all like me. Abide in me and I in you. Are y'all hearing me? Be like me. Are y'all understanding me? I got to get to the scripture. I'm trying to get this point across, though. You cannot do one of those without the other. And whenever y'all realize this, whenever we realize this, that's when things change. See, when I say Jesus is the way, everybody, you've heard that before? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the way to what? Well, the way to God, what is that? So it's about heaven? So that means if it was just about heaven, then the day that you said the prayer, the sinner's prayer, which ain't a real thing either. Right. Okay, but the day that you said the sinner's prayer, it'll be poof, and you gone to glory. Because if that was what it all about, but it wasn't. Because all you still here, how long you been born again? All right. Get it? So it wasn't just about going to glory. You are the glory. Listen, say it. In Ephesians, the end of chapter, Ephesians chapter 3, it says that the glory, that Christ, he may have glory in the church. You are the church. He have glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Glory, the only way he's going to get glory in the church is by Christ Jesus. The only way he get glory, if it's in them, the only way he's going to get glory out of the church is by Christ. So Jesus is the way, right? So it's not really about this is good. It's not really about Jesus is not the religious way.
That's right.
He's not the Christian way. He's the way. Like, he is life. He said, I am the way I'm the life, not a life. I'm the life. That's a wrap. Like, this is life, Jesus. Christ is life. Say it. So what I'm saying is that there's no other way around it. See, they can have all these different religions, but Christ is life. Not because religion said so, but because life is how it is. He is the way that life functions. See, Jesus is not a set of rules. Christianity. Rules. Right? Jesus is a lifestyle. It's a being. Christ is a being. Right? Are y'all hearing me? No diss on Christianity, right? But that should be leading you to Christ. Those laws and rules are good. Rules are good for children.
Right.
Right? And they're good rules and penalty. That's how we learn church. Come on, all y'all, come on. Come on, you do it wrong. Come on, Will, come on, you do it wrong. God mad at you. He gonna strike you. You better not. Ooh, God forbid. We all say something like that, right? And I don't want to get struck with lightning. I don't want to blaspheme the Lord. And I don't, but all y'all know, y'all done said something crazy before, and you didn't get struck with lightning. Amen. God loves you. Say God loves me. This is what I'm trying to say. I don't mean you gonna do what you want to, but God loves me, all right? But see, we learn rule and penalty first before we learn righteousness and love. I determine to teach my children, whenever I do have children, I determine to teach my children that God loves them first, right? And not just a song. Jesus loves, no, God loves you, right? And there's nothing that you can do to stop him from loving you.
That's right, sir.
And you are made the righteousness of God first before you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, Jesus is the way, right? That means this man, I don't understand why people, 33, I can't understand why people don't, why people can't understand. Oh, people don't have a problem with Jesus. Because listen to this story, and I'm going to break it down into the short version. This man showed up. You can't find me one thing that Jesus did for himself that wasn't connected for others. You can't find me one. Come on, open your Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, go ahead. You can't find one thing that he did that wasn't connected to somebody else getting blessed. So, which is why I wonder why people want to get blessed so much and they hadn't already connected to another.
Come on, sir.
There's not one. Not one thing. So here, this guy who came down here and was just doing stuff for people. I mean, I told my class last week, and it was, this is a heavy statement, but, miracle signs and wonders. Bless the Lord, that's how the Bible says them, right? But I just saw things being brought to what God wanted it to be.
That's right.
I didn't see Jesus. Oh, all right, how many fingers you got? Ten? How many toes? Ten. Y'all heard me say this in the next class? I don't know y'all. Ten, right? 10 fingers, right? That's pretty normal, right? So if I'm missing one, it's outside the norm, right? So if I'm missing one, but I make it grow back, I'm just bringing things to the normal. I didn't do anything extra. See, I gotta use this. All right? Y'all gonna flow with me? Are we gonna do real life? All right, I'm not gonna do the church thing. I'm gonna do real life. When we was younger, fellas, you see a girl, and you thought she was out of your league, right? So, cause she out of your league. You know you're not gonna take the shot. You ain't trying to dribble. You just ain't trying to do nothing. Like, you know what? I'm not even gonna go over there. She's just too pretty for me. Come on, all right? Come on, right? And it's out of my league, right? So because you felt that it was out of your league, you never decided to go and play, or never tried to shoot, or never tried to approach, or never tried to even attempt, because that was out of your, right? So it made you act a certain way. In other words, because she's out of your league, you're really not good enough. So you act that way. You begin to act like, and who knows? She may be talking about you the same time. But you'll never know. Right? Pump fakes ain't going to work. You got to let it go. Let it fly, right? But you'll never know. If you think my little nephew's shooting ball, and I know he's smaller right now, but he's shooting, and he don't reach the goal. He say, I can't. I say, yeah, you can. I pick him up and say, go ahead. Yeah, you can. You can do it, and then you're going to grow a little bit more to where you're going to be able to put it up there yourself. But don't ever think that hoop is out of your league. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. So if it's normal, then when I bring the finger back, I'm just bringing it back to the norm. But if I keep looking at it like it's these miracles, then I can't really do it because it's out of my league. Your perception becomes your lifestyle. Right? I'm not saying, listen, I'm not even going front. I'm not saying if somebody came with two fingers missing and then, Apostle put his hand on it, I'll put my hand on, you put your hand on it and be like, whoo. I'm not going to be like, yo. Like, I'm not being weird. I'm going to be like, whoo. Take a pencil, put it on the ground, right? I'm not saying I wouldn't do that, but what I'm saying is at some time in my life, I got to grow up into him in all things, that the Bible said. And there's some point in my life where I've got to grow up to the point to where that becomes the norm. So the word supernatural is not in the Bible.
It's not.
I understand what it means, and I understand because car ain't in the Bible neither. All right, so I understand. So I'm not semantics, right? But what I'm saying is, we live in two realms only because our mindset. Right. We live in the natural and the supernatural. God lives in one, the natural. You thought about to say supernatural, huh? No, because it's natural to God. That is His nature. And if it's natural to Him, it's natural to you. But if you think it's super, it becomes out your league and you don't even shoot. So now when you see the person sitting in the chair or you see the person dealing with the things, you won't even shoot. And I'm not saying you're going to jump off tomorrow and start getting people about the wheelchairs because you got to grow up to this, right? But you got it.
But you got it. I got it.
Yeah. You are that.
I am that.
You get it? Are y'all getting it?
Yeah.
So I can't keep looking at these things like it's out of my league. So there's some scripture that you got to reckon with. There's some scriptures in the Bible that, you know, you can move around a lot of stuff or whatever, but there's something you can't get past. Like when Jesus said, the works I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these. You can't get past that one. You got to reckon with that one. You got to work with that one every day.
Right.
Like, that's one of the ones that really, you can't really leave that one on the table. Like, once you hear that one, it's like, the works that I do, shall you do, Jesus, red words, oh, Lord. Like, I got to stick with that one. I can't, like, I have to, so I, that one is a mirror. Like, that one is like, I got to look at that one every day. I got the works that I do. Also, he said you could. He said you could. You got to reckon with them. That's the one with commandments, the same one too. You can't get past this one. You can't. There was no other way. So you got to reckon with it. So now there's somewhere along the line that says the air, scripture. I'm gonna get ahead of myself. Might be already. This Bible is talking about you. This Bible is showing you all the facets of yourself. All y'all got a little Moses in you.
Right.
Got a little Abraham. Got a little. Well, let me find the one that you don't like. Got a little Cain in you. I would never do that. You don't know what you do if push come push.
Right?
You go down and all through the Bible, these real accounts of these real people are really showing pieces of you. Then here's Jesus. Boom! Drop in the middle of this Bible that shows you this is the way God look in the flesh. So sometimes you can be a little Noah-ish. Right?
Right.
Y'all know it. If you really, right. You really broke yourself down, you'll find yourself in some of them things.
Yeah.
Right? It's telling you about you. But then here in John 5:39, he says, search them scriptures. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Look at them, read them, search them. Look, for in them you think you have, right. Yep, eternal life. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they are they. So I mean, you don't come all the way to Jesus. Jesus said, come all the way. Oh, so what I hear now is, I can get all the way to Jesus. No. And it's not like come to Jesus, like come to Jesus. Not like you think, like come to the altar. No, it's like come into Jesus. And they say when he came to himself. You heard that scripture before, when somebody came, that means you came to yourself. Like you understand, like you no longer unconscious. You no longer crazy, now you come to yourself. You got your bearings together, right? Well, you come to Jesus. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't come, but you won't come all the way to me.
Right.
You get close, but you won't come all the way. And that's the answer. Jesus started doing stuff for people and multiplying the hunger. He multiplied bread and fish. Mm-hmm. Right? With ailments, sickness and disease. Death. He raised Lazarus up, right? Then he conquered death. Right, all these different things. Then he loved people. Then he wasn't. Then this same guy wasn't going to condemn the one that could have condemned everybody. See, that was he could have. He sinless lamb. So like he really could have been like, hey, no, you know what? You know, I saw a little funny video one time, and they said he's out of sin, cast the first stone, and everybody dropped their rocks and went away. And this is so terrible what I'm about to say. Everybody dropped their rocks and went away, and then Jesus pulled out a big rock and stole it. Right? And then, but it was funny. It was funny, and I know I was like, Lord, I was all guilt. I was like, Lord, I'm sorry for laughing at that. Right? But But if anybody could have threw a rock and been justified for throwing the rock, it would have been the rock. Right. And yet, this is a good message, ain't it? Yet, the rock don't throw rocks. So the rock don't throw rocks. Where you coming from? So here's Jesus. He don't condemn nobody. He said, where are your accusers? And then he started telling the people about their business. Like he started telling them their business. Like he was telling them what he told the woman at the well what was wrong with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't condemn you though. I can imagine how much stuff Jesus really did know about people. He just didn't say. Even he covered up and said, who sinned, this man or his parents? Jesus said, ain't nobody sinned. In other words, shut up. Like, leave this alone. Ain't nobody sinned but that the Father be glorified. Why are y'all so worried about sin? Because you've been on the law. You've been living on the law. Christianity do the same thing sometimes. You don't watch it. Y'all know that. Come on. Y'all know that they'll judge you, condemn you, cut you, throw rocks at you, crucify you, all that. Whip you, beat you, all that. Until it comes to Christ. So you won't come all the way to me, as Jesus says. He said, you won't come all the way to me. All the way. Everybody say all the way.
All the way.
Come on, say all the way.
All
come on,
way.
Say it again, say all the way.
All the way.
Come on, say, I gotta go all the way. I'm gonna show you two things. John 15. John chapter 1. I'm all over the place, right? John chapter 1, and I'm going to show you two things. And the Lord showed me this right before I came to class. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All right, I'm going to jump down to the scripture. And it says, verse 14, we read this before, right? Verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh, right? And dwelt among us, right? Yeah. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Word was made, what? Flesh. Who are we talking about? Jesus. So now, Jesus, the Christ, is the Word in the flesh. Are we clear about that, all right? I don't have to go too long about that, right? Do we understand? Everybody say, yeah, if you understand.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So now the Word is made flesh in Jesus. So it's no longer that we got to read it off the pages, but we see it in Jesus. So when Jesus showed up, we can see it. We see what it looks like when it looks like us, though. We see what we look like as the Word. All right? And the Lord hit me with this. John chapter 15. This is one of our favorite scriptures. Come on, John. Come on, y'all. Come on. Clock ticking. John chapter 15. And I'm going to start off with verse 1. And he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me. You see that? In me. Everybody say in me. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So don't worry about getting cut. Purge means cut. Don't worry about getting cut sometimes because it's trying to make you grow. Yeah. Everybody running away from the knife, running away from the sword. Don't get cut. Yeah. You can't grow unless you get cut.
That's right.
Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I did the word again. Abide where?
In me.
And what?
In me.
Okay. And the branch itself cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide where?
In
it abide where?
In the vine.
So it can't, unless it's in the vine, it can't. And then it says, Jesus said, listen, for without me, no, abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide where? In me. Verse 5, I am the vine. So now he's telling us where to abide. You are the branches. He that abideth where? Uh-huh. And where else? Okay, so it don't get no more one than that.
Right.
You and Jesus, Jesus and you, where do you begin and he stop? Well, we don't. We just one. See, everybody won't get in the word. You don't let the word get in them. Everybody won't get the word on the inside, but they don't want, you get what I'm saying? Like we missed, and you thought getting the word was just memorizing. No, it's a lifestyle. It's a being. I'm going to take you there. Oh, yeah. It's a being. It's a lifestyle, right? So we still at what verse is this? Verse 5, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. You got to be both of them, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. The same bringeth forth how much?
Much fruit.
Much fruit. So not just fruit, but much fruit. And then Jesus said this. What did he say? or without me. So what have we been doing? Nothing, all right? Nothing, right? Like what? Like what? Like all this? All these? I'm the first one to do a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a lot of ideas. I be waking up and we can help these people. And we can do. And I got a lot of ideas, but where's Jesus? And he may be in there, but I gotta find his method. Like I gotta. Well, not his method. My method. He is my method. I gotta line up. Let this mind be in you also in Christ. Uh-huh. It's lining your mind up. I can't let another mind take me on that line.
Yeah.
My mind must be aligned in the vine.
Yeah. That's right.
Thanks, God. Thanks. You come on, y'all tell him because I ain't. Thanks. We appreciate it, Father. We appreciate it, Lord. That was a cool one, right? Right. All right. My mind must be aligned in the vine. I'm going to write that down when I finish. I'm going to go back and watch it. All right. Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast him into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. Y'all of us know verse 7 already, right? Let's read it together. Ready, read. So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done unto you, right? If you abide in me, look at it again. Read it. Ready, read.
If you abide
in me. Who we talking to? Ye. Who we talking about? Y'all. All right. So go ahead. Read it.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will.
Now this word, you abide in me, I in you and you in me, but then he says, and my words abide in you. What is this? And my words abide in you. You ask what you will. So now we talk about the abiding word, right? And that's a cool phrase, right? But you don't even know what the abiding word is because you thought, once again, it's memorizing scripture. You thought you had a scripture to throw at that situation that was in the context. You know, we can look up, sometimes these devotions or these books have certain prayers for certain things. Healing, well, this is a healing scripture. Well, did you read the context of the scripture? What was going on? Is this you or is this something that you're throwing at it? Is because you remember now this Bible is talking about you. It's this identifying you. So you can't just take a piece out of it and throw it and think something's going to happen. How long have we been doing that? How long nothing been happening? That's why, because it ain't you. You didn't let it become you. You didn't abide in it and it wasn't abiding in you. Abiding means living. That means if you live in him and the word lives, well, how does the word come alive? I need to rhyme a word, rhyme a live word. What is that? How does the word come alive? Well, your Bible ain't never walked in your room, has it? Do it breathe? It's not breathe, nope, no pulse. No pulse. So how does it live? How does it live? How does it live in you? Good question, huh? Good thing to search out, don't it? So we've been chasing a lot of stuff and a lot of rhetorics and a lot of principles and ideas, and we never bring them back to the one. And so we've been scattered and double-minded in all our ways. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Everything that we learn should always come back to the one, right? Even if it ain't, I don't know what kind of message, but even if it ain't a Jesus message, right? That's still the key. Like you still can't do anything, because without me, you can do nothing. You can't walk in a principle without. So how does the word live in you? All right, get it? Jesus, alive. Because the word was made what?
Flesh.
That same word that was made flesh is the same word he's talking about. And my words. Let me tell me, show me that right for class. And my words, and Jesus abide in you.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me that. And he said, me and my words are the same thing. A little further in the chapter, he said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You keep being the thing that I gave you. You don't do them, you keep them. So now, Jesus, the whole time, and his whole Bible, right, is explaining you. I believe, I got two scriptures. The Old Testament and the New Testament. And the New Testament, the New Testament, of course, starts in Matthew, but the New Testament really couldn't start till after Jesus, right? But it really started when he got there, because he started living out the New Testament, right? But y'all got to see this thing, man. You'd have so much more fun, right? Learning yourself. It wouldn't be so much of a toil. Don't just feel good. All right. And it feels better than just, read my chapter. Oh, no, this is me, it's us. And the Bible talks about, and I don't have time to go there, and you can look it up for yourself, but it talks about the law was a schoolmaster. They talk about the law being, right, we'll go, come on. Come on, brother, let's find this real quick. I'm going to be sitting here like I know where everything is, so I'll be searching it on my phone. Ain't no shame in my game. Yep, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, and I have to read verse 23. It says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up until the faith which should afterwards be revealed. You see that? Verse 24, y'all not there yet, but I'm going to keep reading. Verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. So y'all know the schoolmaster, right? Like, what grade you in? Okay, you ain't in no grade, right? Because you finished school, right? So you finished grade school, right? The law was a schoolmaster. You was only in school when you was a little kid. Even when you were 16, 17, you still a little kid. Well, you know, you thought we was grown, but you a little kid. You don't know nothing about nothing, right? Right. You a little kid. You're young. You're immature, right? So you need a schoolmaster. Until then, all right? But I'm going to line this word up, but you're going to see yourself and find yourself. When you read these scriptures, you're going to understand things a whole lot better, right? The law. Now, the law is before Jesus. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill the law. I came to show you what the law looked like grown. I'm the grown law. Right? But Jesus, man, I love Jesus, man. Like, woo, woo, Lord. I love Jesus, man. And there's the grown law, right? And you see the sections of the Bible in a minute. There's another scripture, and it says, the heir, right? As long as he's a child. Now, let me deal with you about the word heir. What is an heir? What is an heir? Inheritance. When you get inheritance? No. Yeah, that's all right. That's true. And somebody did die, so we get inheritance. But see, he changed the meaning because he's alive. See, all right, and that's good. Because the original meaning of the word heir, see, I'll be searching this stuff. The original meaning of the word heir had nothing to do with death. The moment that you came out of the loins and you were born in the lineage, you're an heir. You're a living heir. You get it? That means you have a right to. You remember the parable about the prodigal son? One of the most powerful stories about that was that the boy just went in and asked for what was his because he had something. And his daddy couldn't be like, no, boy, sit down. No, I got to give it to you because it's yours. See, we don't live like that right now. Boy, you better sit down somewhere. You know, we sound like a saying in the mouth, right? You better calm down now, y'all. I'm walking up here talking about what's yours. It's all we brought you here. We'll take you out, right? Y'all know, right. Y'all know, right. But no, your heir. But the heir differs nothing from a servant. As long as he's a child, though he be Lord of all. So that means as long I can be the heir and all this could be mine, I could be Lord of all, but I differ nothing, but somebody need to be told what to do. Because I didn't learn. I haven't learned to be Lord yet. I'm gonna show y'all two people. I'm gonna show y'all, no, it's really gonna be one person, but it's y'all and Jesus, but it's really one person, all right? And that scripture said, but it's under tutors. What does a tutor do? Teach you, right? Teach them, right? Teach something that you help you with something that you don't really know, right? Like you kind of know it, but I got to tutor you along, right? Right? And then under governors. Now, governors, somebody lord over, right? But see, some of y'all know about the governors on the car. Like a governor on the engine. Y'all know, y'all familiar with that? No. Governor on the engine say, listen, you can look on your dash, and your dash can say 160. If somebody put a governor on that that's on 80, you ain't going no further than 80. I don't care how far you put it to the ground, what you ship it to, the governor has governed you to 80. Usually, I told him last class, usually they're on 15-passenger vans or big vehicles. Why? Because there's a high mortality rate that you're carrying more people. So I don't need you doing 120 in a 15-passenger. It's governor. When they take the governor off, you can fly. But it's a governor. It keeps you in a certain place where you need to be. Are y'all seeing me? So it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. So, but you are heir. The Bible talking about heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Not an heir after Christ, you joint with Christ. Right?
Right.
That's the enemy don't want us, y'all. He don't, he really want us to be, y'all please don't stab me, all right? But he really want us to be, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. And Jesus keeps saying, what? Why you keep calling my name? It's your name, too. Can you do it, please? Can you stop calling my name and be my name? He yelled at me, stop. And I honor him. I know who he is in my life. But he said, listen, if you really want to honor me, we give you glory. If you really want to give me glory, give me glory.
Give me glory. Give me.
If you really want to glorify my name, be my name. Come on, y'all. Don't sleep on this. Right? If you stop. It's you. So here's Jesus. I got to do this quick. Here's Jesus. You ready? Jesus in that scripture, you in that scripture. You know, the heir?
Right.
Right, Jesus too. Remember Jesus 12?
Yeah.
This is the only thing we hear about his adolescence, right? But he's 12 and he's going out there and he's working them up. He was in the synagogue giving it to them.
Right.
Man said, come on. Come on, boy. Get your tail on the camel. Come on, whatever, whatever. Right. It's time to go. Right?
Right.
Because you're still a child. You are heir. We already know you're the son of God. She knew the angel talked to her. She knew all that, but she was responsible for the child until the appointed time of the. Get it? All right, so right, like really when he went and got baptized and the sky opened up, this is my beloved son, whom that was the appointed time of the Father. That was a signified appointed time of the Father. He only did that because Jesus didn't need it. He did it because then people need to know. All right, I'm going to help y'all and I'm going to show you. All right, all this is leading us, the Bible's leading you to you understand that Jesus is you and you Jesus. And it's in you and that's your identity. All right, y'all listen to me? The heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all. We're so busy, and I got to say this one quick, and I stood on it for a little while the last class, but I'm going to stay quicker. We're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You almost can't catch that one up. But we're so busy trying to serve God, be a servant of God, that we don't pass God out.
Wow.
And that's what you're ministers. Ministers mean to pass out.
Oh.
So could it be that that you're just thinking you serving God is immature? Listen,
the
always got the servant in him, but the servant don't necessarily know he a son all the time. Which becomes our problem. I'm like, you get it? This is why we don't call things that be not as though they were and get what we want when we want it to happen, because we're still operating in the servanthood. So God, if it be your will, we already God's will. Are y'all hearing me? So now we're locked in serving the Lord. How long you been serving him? I've been serving him a long. How long have you been a son though? Because you ain't wielded no power. You haven't lorded over anything until you become a
son. Okay.
So here we go. Here we go now. Y'all ready? You're gonna find you in this. You gonna find you. Jesus could not have died for you as a servant. Jesus didn't do all he did because he wanted to come and serve God. Servants, we were talking about last year, were we there? Servants work 40 hours a week. That's servant. Servant work on the hour, clock in, clock out. Right. Y'all know this. What time you get off? Yeah. Like today, you're not staying. You get off at 4:30, you're not staying until 4:32 at all. They're going to get 4:30 and 30 seconds, and you're going to be in the car because you have done your duty for today. Right? That's servant. Man, that was fine. But see, airship, you part owner of the company. If you was part owner of the company, you're not getting paid by the hour no more. You're getting dividends. You got stocks and shares, right?
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 Right.
It's a different ball game, right? Yep. So Jesus could not have done this unless he had skin in the game. That's what they call the old school things, a skin in the game. Unless he had an investment. Unless his name was on the contract, like his name was on the paperwork, like he had an interest. He couldn't have done it as a servant. The servant was the one talking and saying, "Lord, you can't let this cup pass with me." That was a servant. Then he went straight sonship. Nope. Never let not my will, but thy will be done. That's son talk. Everybody say son talk. That's son talk. You get it? So now, as a servant, Jesus wouldn't have went all the way.
Right.
So now he switched over to this sonship. And now he's able to do what a son should do. Why? Because he realizes my brothers and my sisters. He realizes that I'm not doing something for some people, but I'm doing something for me. Jesus knows, this is why he has to say, the work that I do, so you do also greater than me, because I go into the Father. Because Jesus knows his work don't go on if you don't go on.
Right.
It's powerful, ain't it? So now here we go. Servant, mature to a son, Lord of all. Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be yours also in Christ Jesus, thought not robbed, but equal God, made himself no reputation, humbled himself even as a servant. Right. But then it said, and then, because he did all that, became obedient, even unto death, said, therefore he's given him a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus. Lord of. So find yourself and find the Bible. You can find yourself, the Bible's talking about you. Guarantee you, in your immature days, it's from Genesis to Malachi. All your immature things, I get, go back. You're like, man, we was young, man, we was young and dumb, man, we do, right? All that, Genesis.
Right.
Malachi. Wow. Because the Matthew, we start talking, Jesus starts showing up, maturity. He starts telling you what your grown self look like. Right?
Right.
That's the Bible. Showing you what your grown self, and then you're supposed to live the rest of that out.
Yeah.
Not till Revelation, you are the Revelation. We're not trying to live till we get the Revelation, and at the end day, you it. Say it, I am.
I am.
So this Bible is all about I am.
I am.
If you're abiding me, my words abiding you, I can go further in that chapter. I ain't got time. Well, you can though. You got time. It should have hit you. This should hit you so hard that you just gonna, you know, you get in that Bible and be like, that's how it happens. This is how it happens. It hits you so hard that like you don't want to put it down. And now you're listening to the scripture. Now you listen to the Bible. And you listen to audio Bible. And you listen to it over and over again. And I be going through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I've been on John lately. And Jesus will tell them like it is. Right? And then he's just over and over. John got a lot of great stuff. John 3:16, one of your favorite scriptures. God so loved the world that he gave us. Like he's telling you who you are. So being Lord of all. Can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
Being Lord of all has nothing to do with your name or your rank. It's everything to do with can you die for others? Lord of all, die for all.
Yeah.
So everybody won't be, people won't be pastors and apostles and reverends and doctors. Can you die? Can you die though? They say a true shepherd give his life for his sheep. Jesus talking about John 10. You know he's talking about the thief coming out of the kill, still can destroy. You know he wasn't talking about the devil, right? Yeah. Ha! He's talking about them up, talking about they was the one. He wasn't talking about the devil.
Come on, sir.
Go, y'all go read y'all scripture, please. Yes, instead of going around telling people all this stuff, go read it. Read the context.
Right?
He's talking about you, Jesus. That's you. That's you. Don't get no simpler. Get no more simple. What up, brother?